Why meet here of all places? Luis Duran trudged up a snowy path as the wind blew in short, intense bursts. He had a bad history with heights, and he was pretty sure this trail led to a high mesa with steep cliffs. It was nearly sunset, but the full moon had not yet risen over the mountains. Luis hated and feared the man he was supposed to meet, someone he'd known since childhood. I have the upper hand now, he thought with a rush of bravado. And what if he calls my bluff? Luis didn't want to go back to prison, especially not for murder. Luis trembled and wondered if it was his nerves, the cold or withdrawal that made him feel so bad. He downed his last tequila mini and tossed the plastic bottle into the bushes. The week or so since he'd relapsed had been a blur. He'd been living in his truck and had caught a bad cold. He'd have to get clean before he went back to his mother's or she'd kick him out for good. Luis reached into the pocket of his jacket to check the safety on the pistol he'd stolen from her. At the top of the ridge, where the trees thinned, he saw a figure in a heavy hooded parka standing at the edge of the cliff facing away from him. They didn't look like Gerald, the man he'd come to meet. The person turned toward him and beckoned with a gloved hand. Luis yelled into the wind,
"Who are you? What do you want?"
The figure strode forward, grabbed Luis by his upper arm, and dragged him toward the cliff edge. Luis scrambled to maintain footing in his slick-soled cowboy boots. He fumbled for his pistol, but his opponent wrenched his arm painfully and struck him in the chest, knocking the breath out of him. His pistol fell into the snow at his feet. Then Luis felt something, a gun, press against the back of his skull. The last daylight was fading and more snow began to fall. Luis looked over the cliff edge into the shadows below him. Nothing felt real. He didn't feel real. He closed his eyes, gasping. Then the attacker spoke for the first time. "Jump, Luis. You deserve to die and you know it." Luis began to beg, his words trailing off in the wind. "Shut up and jump, or I'll push you." Luis struggled but couldn't get free. "No," he sobbed. "Please, you've got it all wrong." He grasped at his opponent's leg, but the attacker pried his hands loose. Realizing he was doomed, Luis looked up at his assailant, recognizing the face an instant before a kick to his chest shoved him over the sheer drop. In his last seconds, Luis heard his own high-pitched scream, then his head slammed into a rock outcrop near the bottom. His pistol tumbled down after him, resting near his head. A man stood on the trail just below the mesa top in the shadows of a big spruce, out of sight, but listening intently. It was too dark for him to see clearly, and the wind had obscured any words. But when he heard the scream, he ran down the switchbacks, stumbling in the dark, terrified. Taos County Sheriff Ulysses Walker woke up to find his 3-year-old son, Monty, wetting the bed. The boy lay cuddled between Ulysses and his wife, Rosemary, and warm urine flowed downhill toward Ulysses, who jumped up, grabbed the child, and carried him to the bathroom. Monty woke up and began to cry. Rosemary, who had been up with Monty earlier, feigned sleep. "This has got to stop," Ulysses grumbled to himself. "We have got to get him to stay in his own bed." Ulysses had forgotten his dream, but its disturbing aura lingered. Wind whipped around the eaves of the old adobe house. It had started snowing overnight, and it was still coming down. The full moon burnished a pewter glow in the cloud bank on the western horizon. It was 5 o'clock, time for Ulysses to get up anyway. He slipped off the child's soggy pull-ups and placed him in a warm bath. Monty stopped crying and began sucking his thumb. When he'd finished bathing the little boy, Ulysses wrapped him in a large towel and put him back in the warm bed next to Rosemary, who groaned and opened one eye. In the kitchen, Ulysses turned on the coffee pot and chunked a few logs of dry ponderosa pine into the wood stove. He grabbed some clean underwear and a fresh uniform and went to the other bathroom, feeling rushed and irritable.